She now has a chicken and it lays its eggs in the dog's bed. Is that the hi-hat?
Yeah.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Here we are again, episode 20 already of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. All the best bits of the last week or so from the show. I can't even remember. I know there's been good stuff, but what?
We started off with a sizzler because it was officially pitter weather.
Oh, yeah. This is an interesting way that you measure the changing of the seasons. I'm not sure anyone else was really with you, but still interesting and very individual.
And Sitting Bull had a new celebrity in the form of a pigeon.
Oh, yes. The posing pigeon. Really quite something. If you haven't heard that story, you definitely need to hear that. And you need to hear other stories about birds. Birds is big news on the podcast this week.
Big news. There are a couple of cross crows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Our feathered friends featured heavily.
We also got quite scared about a secret door.
Oh, yeah. Now, usually in a horror film, you would not open the door. But in our story, I think you'd have to.
You have to do it. You can't leave it.
Open the door.
Speaking of leaving it, we didn't want people to leave us hanging on the high five life.
Oh, yeah. High five day. We celebrated as only we could. Well, as anyone could, really. We did high fives. But there's more to it than that. You'll have to find out.
And I updated you on my WhatsApp group chat.
Always a winner. That is my new favourite part of the show, I've got to be honest with
you. Me too, I love it. But my favourite had to be a disastrous date story, which for the first time wasn't mine.
Yeah, that's never happened before. All the disastrous, you've been in charge of all of those.
All of them, chief.
But the chief disastrous dating diva, that's you. But not this time, just one of your friends. I'm not sure whether we believe her, really, was it? Anyway, see what you think. Here it comes, episode 20.
Posing pigeons, boyfriends for bait, and Mary's drawers.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Dare I say it?
No.
But?
No.
It's getting warm, people! I ate outside yesterday.
Wow.
I didn't even have a coat on.
Wow. And it's April. When you were foraging through the forest? As you do. On hands and knees, snuffling for truffles.
Snuffling for truffles.
No. Lovely. You're outside.
I was eating a pita bread.
Oh, nice. Nice. Just a pita bread on its own.
It was stuffed with lots of yummy things, actually.
Okay, yeah.
It's very good. There's very a lot good. Of hummus in there.
Lovely. Outside as well.
Outside.
Outside.
That means it's like, can we say that it's almost summer yet? Can we say it? Can I risk it?
I don't think we should tempt it. Let's not.
No.
Especially when we've got scalding highs of 14 today. I mean, it doesn't really.
Watch out, everyone. That's double figures, though. It's better than we've had in a while.
What's minimum pitta outside eating temperature, would you say?
I feel like 15. You're 15. Halfway to 20 there, yeah, aren't you?
15 is halfway to 20?
Between 10 and...
Wow.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I'm not the only one that witnesses mad things and no one believes them.
Okay.
Jodie got in touch from Sittingbourne.
Right.
After posting this on Facebook, you're going to love it. I know this is a weird question, but I saw a man driving in the Central Avenue car park this afternoon with a pigeon sat on his shoulder. My family think I'm mad. Someone please tell me you saw him, or even better, are him.
Hang on, so he was driving in, he wasn't walking along through the car, he was driving in a car?
He's driving, sat in a car, tootering around, and there's just a pigeon.
And there's a pigeon in the car with him on his shoulder as he's driving.
Sat on his shoulder, like, do-do-do-do-do.
And he... Okay, and that was a thing she said she saw.
Yeah, and then Kay got in touch to say that's her uncle.
Oh.
And she said the pigeon won't leave him. He's, like, committed to him. He just loves him so much. They're, like, best friends and they go everywhere together.
Oh, and he just sits on his little shoulder.
Yeah, like a little parrot.
Well, my wife once, when she used to work up in London, on the London Underground, got on once, and there was a guy with a real-life parrot on her shoulder. I've told this story before because it's such a weird one. Just sat on his shoulder. But because it was London, everyone was like, bloke with a parrot on his shoulder, whatever.
As you do.
Just a regular day. But sitting born.
Absolutely not. This is not a regular occurrence.
No, that's amazing.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea. This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Fiona got in touch to say they've got a very cross crow living nearby.
Cross crow.
He's taken to pecking on the patio doors and flying into them.
Oh.
Scary at first, but Google's helped them figure out that he's actually fighting his own reflection.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because he thinks that they're after his missus. So he's like, hands off. And he comes several times a day to be like, she's mine.
This
back
is like,
off.
Right, this could be a Channel 5 show, I think.
Cross crows.
Cross crows. I love cross crows. Have you seen cross crows? Yeah, I've seen the latest one. Yeah, he was really cross, wasn't he? He was, yeah. And he's a crow, I know. Hello to Lucy in Ashford. Says, I was walking down Canterbury High Street with my mum, and she sees this pigeon flying straight at the side of her head. So she ducks and lets it fly straight into my head instead. I think that is the opposite of maternal instinct. I've never let her forget, says Lucy. You wouldn't, would you?
When it comes to birds, it's every man for himself.
Woman, yes.
Francesca in Whitstable said, we had a seagull that used to come to the house every morning and bang on the conservatory roof and bedroom windows
morning.
Until it got brekkie. Then in the summer, it used to lay in the sun with the dogs in the garden.
Wow.
This went on for about 3 years, but her bird stories don't end there.
Oh, is there more?
She now has a chicken and it lays its eggs in the dog's bed.
Oh, I can't really keep up with today's programme already. Shock to the system coming back, isn't it, really?
Are you happy to be back?
Yeah, in a way.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet. KMFM.
Now, we're talking about birds this morning. Birds, inspired by the sitting born man who has a pigeon that sits on his shoulder while he drives. Why not?
Diana in Who got in touch because she had a parrot when she was a kid that learnt the name of their neighbour's dog.
Right.
He would start calling it and the dog would come tutoring over and look at him like, I'm here, you called. And just like, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Hello, what would you like?
The dog had a set of drums, incredible. Yeah. What a talented animal troupe they were.
Well, sometimes they run with heavy feet. Is that the hi-hat?
Yeah.
Well, Judy in Dover always had a budgie when she was little and she carried it on when she was older. She had to go away for a couple of days, so her friend looked after it.
Yeah.
She put it in the bathroom overnight, the cage in there.
Why?
Don't know why, but she didn't tell her other half. So in the morning, he was shaving and the bird started tweeting and he was so shocked he shaved off half his mustache.
That's the worst excuse I've ever heard. As if you would notice a cage suddenly appearing in your bathroom. Cage with a cloth over it. Oh, I don't know. I just thought it was a sponge.
A giant sponge. It just absorbed a lot
honestly,
of water.
People, don't make up stories to get on the radio. It cheapens you. It cheapens everyone.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
There's this guy who has gone on Reddit and everyone's like, what? He's got a new house.
Yeah.
And he goes down, there's a basement. And he's like, wow, a basement. There is a door in the basement.
This makes me nervous. Where does that door lead?
He doesn't know. First of all, there is a big set of shelves that's been pushed over in front of the door as if to block it.
Oh, no.
And his dogs freak out and don't like the door and won't go near the door. And he's just shared some pictures and stuff and the story on Reddit, and everyone's going, dude, you got to go in the room. You got
to
go and see what's behind the door. And he's basically saying, no, the mystery is cooler than the answer in every way. And plus, I've seen too many horror movies to go and do it. And everyone's like, no, you got to live stream it. You got to live stream it. Get in there. Open the door.
We'll just have a live horror movie instead.
Live horror movie. No one could leave the door, even if the dogs are barking at it.
Oh,
I couldn't leave it.
At least send someone else down. Like, I wouldn't go, but I'd send someone else.
Oh, we need some more beers. Could you go get them? They're in the basement. Just there's a door at the back. You just go through.
You know the ones that the dogs are barking at? It looks really creepy. That one.
Oh, you know what you need to do? Your next boyfriend, Yeah. Like, when you decide you don't want them on the scene anymore.
Yeah. Send him to the door.
Use them.
Use them as bait.
Basement door guy.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Now, don't laugh at me.
All right. Okay, I probably will.
So this was a legit dream, and it was shattered on the weekend. And you might not know this about me.
Okay.
I wanted to be a stunt double. And with all the films and action movies being filmed at Chatham Dockyard, I was getting a bit of FOMO. And I was like, I want to go to one of those stage combat classes where you learn how to do the fake fighting and stuff.
Yeah.
So then I can maybe make this happen.
Yeah.
And I basically got told I can't be a stunt double because my ribcage is too close.
Who told you this, first of all? Before we get into your ribcage, what?
The person running the class.
Right, well, you went to a stunt doubling class.
I went to a stunt double class. It's a thing.
No, it's
not. It is a thing, and they go and they teach you how to, like, pretend that you're being fought.
Pretend you're being fought, everyone. Ow! Ah! Ew! Oh, my arm! No, not my eye!
There's a skill to it, and I felt I was in my element. I was like Bruce Willis, like...
Yeah.
But my rib cage is too close to my hip bone.
Your rib cage is too close to your hip bone.
Apparently, when they fake fight, they hit you in that squishy bit between your rib cage and your hip bone.
Yeah.
But because my torso is non-existent, because my legs took all the attention, I've got a tiny gap, which means that I could actually hurt my rib cage rather than not getting hurt.
Your squishy bit is too small.
My squishy bit is too small.
Oh, what a terrible thing to find out. What can you do about that?
So I can't be a stunt double. I can only do it for fun.
Can't you get, like, an insertion of a squishy bit?
Can you not have surgery? Squishy.
Can they increase the squish?
Maybe they can increase the squish. I like this idea. Extra squish, please.
See if they'll do that at the NHS.
KM FM. Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Join a brass band if you've got snoring problems. If you snore, if like other halves always hitting you in the night saying, you're snoring!
Are you a snorer?
I'm a snuffler.
A snuffler, okay.
Cute snuffler, I would say. But if you join a brass band, then it'll strengthen up your windpipe and then you won't snore so much.
Oh, because you have to manage the airflow to blow like a trumpet or a trombone.
You got it. Absolutely.
This is genius. But then also, you've then got to battle your partner rehearsing at home with said trumpet or trombone.
Oh, yeah.
So would you rather a... or a...
Oh, that would be... I mean, mate, is that... Do you put the trombone in your mouth as you go to sleep at night? So you're like... Is that how it goes? Because that would become annoying as in its own right, wouldn't it? If you're trying to sleep, someone's tromboning.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
So yesterday we were talking about this fella in Sittingbourne who someone said, I've seen a fella in Sittingbourne, he's driving around with a pigeon on his shoulder while he's driving in his car. And we were like, what?
I loved it so much.
And then we got the photos and you can see them on our socials. And we know that it's true.
It's a legit story.
So Nikki's got in touch to say, she's in Shepherdswell, to say, look, I've seen something like that guy. You try and tell people, no one believes you, okay? Things that Nikki has seen, no one believes her. She saw a woman in the woods shaking a bag of food. And she said, what's she shaking that bag about? Suddenly, cows emerged from the trees and came running towards us. And what the lady was trying to do was get her herd of cows back into the field. They'd escaped from the field. They were in the woods.
And this lady was shaking a bag of food.
I don't know what bag of food it would be. They eat grass. But anyway, there was a bag of food and they came running out.
To be fair, if you shook a bag of Pick-a-Mix at me, I'd come running.
Yeah, well, we've tried that. So that's how we get you here every morning.
That's how I arrive on time. But I've got a story that no one believes.
Okay, stories no one believes, but they're true.
I was driving on the M25.
Right, okay.
And a car drove past me with a bidet strapped to the top of it and a flag that was sticking out of it that was created with a giant pair of undies. And that's not even the weirdest bit, is when I drove past to look at the creature that was driving this car, there was a pig in the seat next to him. And no one believes me.
Not a real pig.
a real pig strapped in with a seatbelt.
No, it wasn't. Okay, then you've crossed the line now. It was someone dressed up as a pig.
No, it was a pig.
You can't put a pig
it
in
it. It was either that or a shaved dog, but it looked like a pig.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea. This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Lisa in Maidstone. These are so, I can't even stop laughing. A short grey wig blowing up the A2 near Aylesford in strong winds. Imagine driving being like, what was that? It's a grey wig. A short grey wig,
I know,
specifically.
Sure, it wasn't a squirrel in a hurry.
Squirrel.
Yeah, squirrel. Hello to Doe, who says, I saw two horses once on a first floor balcony in London. Honestly, I did. They're probably just up there for the view. They were at a dinner party, that's what I think. And they stepped out for
just
a drink.
A fresh air.
A drink on the veranda.
That's
what they...
Emma said...
It's a lovely evening.
No word of a lie, driving down Detling Hill one day and running up Detling Hill was four massive pigs.
No! Four massive ones. Amazing.
Super-sized pigs. Run, pigs, run!
Run. Tracy in Canterbury says, a moped pulled up next to me at a set of traffic lights with planks of wood across it so they ended up wider than my car. That's quite a balancing act.
Wow.
Maybe on Britain's Got Talent with someone either end of that.
Yeah, on a tightrope.
That'd be
going
great.
Across.
They'll get Alicia Dixon up on stage.
She'll balance on the one end. Simon Cowell will sit on
the other.
That'd
be great. They'll go round.
Susan saw a sheep pushing a child's tricycle up a hill.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet. KMFM.
International High Five Day today.
Do you know what? There's something really satisfying about a high five.
I was going to say that. When you get a good one, right on, you get a good crisp whoosh.
Oh, if you get a apparently you have to go from the elbow. That's the key.
Yes.
So people are going full arm, shoulder. Yeah. Too much. Keep it simple. Just from the elbow.
And look. Ping. Apparently look at the elbow as well. That allows.
Look at the elbow.
Look at the other person's elbow and that allows you to line up so you don't miss. Because that's the downside of high fives. If you miss a high fiver, it's a bit like. You just get a bit of
it's a bit too thummy. Thumbs get in the way sometimes.
They do sometimes. But I love the amazing thing about high fives is that they weren't invented till the 70s.
What?
In the 60s, no one was high-fiving. The Beatles never high-fived.
How
Think
sad.
About that.
They were deprived of a high-five.
You know, the rock and rollers, Elvis Presley never high-fived in his pomp. You know what I mean? Think about that. In his pomp when he was, you know, at the height of it. Those stars of yesteryear never high-fived. They never came off the stage and went, oh, that's a good one, guys. Woo-hoo. They would shake hands, I guess.
Oh, see, I find a handshake awkward as well. Imagine having to handshake your fans rather than give them a high five.
Yeah. You can't
so
run down the road. So, look, we need to do a high five now.
Are we going
to
do one? Are we going to do one?
I'm so excited.
Of course we are.
Okay, what if we miss now?
I might have to take off my... Yeah, don't miss.
Okay, are you ready?
Ruin it, okay?
I'm bringing my mic.
Okay, we're not on camera, are we? No, we've missed the cameras. No, I'll come round there. To be on the camera.
Okay, we're going back,
for posterity.
Okay, you ready?
For radio. What a great feature.
You need
ready?
To come
this
in.
This needs to be a good one, okay?
Okay.
Don't mess it up. And you're wearing rings. Don't hurt me with the rings.
I'm trying to look at your elbow.
Okay, ready?
Okay, three, two, one...
Yeah, it was a good one! It was a blinder!
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Simple pleasures in life. Number five, doing exercise. Oh, good one.
Oh. Do you not enjoy a bit of movement every now and then?
Oh... Number four, finishing a really good book. Yeah, that is
nice. That's satisfying.
Especially
when you do that.
If you haven't coloured over the lines, if you've kept it really tidy with your colouring, that's a nice feeling. Watching your favourite movie, that's a good one. Simple pleasure.
Yeah.
Favourite movie, what is your favourite movie?
Oh, I'm going to say Pretty Woman.
Okay.
I was on the spot.
Yeah.
But that is a good one.
Okay.
That's up there for me. It's in top tier.
You're already now thinking it isn't Pretty Woman.
I'm like, panicking. Anyway.
Star Wars, if you mind.
I was going to say,
thanks for asking, though.
I was about
Cheers.
To ask.
A nice dinner at number two. And number one, the simple pleasure in life, listening to your favourite songs. Well, hello!
Hello! we're your simple pleasure right here on a Wednesday.
You said it, my simple friend.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I feel like you knocked me off of key.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. Anyway.
You went low. That was low for me.
Okay, sorry, I went too low.
It's okay.
That's the way it goes sometimes.
We'll get a second run.
Yeah, okay, let's do better. What's been going on?
So, first up, they want to do a group outing to the Sweeps Festival.
Oh!
Which I feel like is quite cute.
All the apartment block got out at once.
I know. I've not even seen my neighbours yet. So, I don't... I've still not seen them face-to-face or spoken to them. So, I feel like if I throw myself in and maybe go with them, then I might actually figure out...
What a lovely thing to do, stand in the street with strangers from your vicinity.
Yeah.
Watching men with beards hit each other with sticks. What a lovely way.
Such a nice way to bond
to make
and make friends.
It's really good. Yeah, okay.
Mary's ordered too many chests of drawers.
Oh, Mary!
So she's offering one at a £10 discount.
Really?
But it's bright blue. It's not really my colour scheme.
But I would hold out because Mary's going to crack. What's she going to do with it in the end, £10 discount?
Yeah, she might have to crumble and she's gonna knock crumble. Off another tenner.
She'll take a fiver for it in 3 months' time.
You think?
Yeah, make her
hold
sweat.
Out.
Make Mary sweat.
I can always make a paint it, I suppose. But the best of all, and this is the news that I'm most excited to share. Do you remember our bird friend, Trevor?
Oh, Trevor the bird!
Who we think might be a Trevorette. We still quite haven't figured out.
Okay, yeah, there's a bird that's nesting on the building, yeah.
Have no fear about Trevor's eating habits because he now has a personal supply of fat balls.
Oh, who's supplying him fat balls?
Someone started making him fat balls and then they just leave them out for him. It's all right for some, isn't it?
Someone's doing well. That was today's WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
And time for a disastrous date story.
Well, these are the best date stories. But it's not you.
It's not me this time.
That's incredible.
I'm progressing.
I mean, the odds are stacked against it not being about you. But anyway.
My friend went on a date the other day and we were chatting about it.
You did an eyebrow when you said, my friend went on a date the other day. Are you serious?
Seriously, I have friends.
Yeah, I know
that.
It wasn't
me. I'm not. I'm doing No Men April.
All right. Okay, yeah, me too.
But, so he's a grown man, like a grown man, like a... He's in his 30s, irons his shirts, like actively buys tender separately.
Your definition of men. Seriously.
Honestly, try dating men in their 20s. They don't iron their shirts.
Okay, I won't.
And they don't know what tender stem broccoli is, which is a key indicator of a good man.
Right.
And this man ticks both of those boxes.
Okay, so he's ironed, he's eaten tender stem broccoli with long bits dangling off it. Yep, great.
And she was like, you know what? We're at the selfie stage. So this is how you test the man. So you go, okay, we've been on a few dates now. Let's try and take a selfie, and if he freaks out, he's not actually that into it.
That's a good indicator. You girls, you're so wily.
We're sneaky.
You are sneaky.
Sneaky little squirrels. Anyway, she gets to go and get her phone. She can't find it.
Right.
So I don't think she got it. So she asked him to take a selfie on his phone.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, sure.
Oh, good.
So he was happy. So this was like, win, win, win. And she was like, no, it wasn't a win, because guess what his screensaver was?
Oh, I don't know.
A picture of his mom.
What's wrong with that?
He's in his 30s.
That's nice.
Have a motivational quote or a dog pic.
Maybe your motivational mother is
picture
there.
Picture of your mom. Just his mom, not him and his mom, just his mom.
Yeah, but he knows what he looks like. He just wants to remember his mother.
But now, she flashed back through all the dates and she was like, he did talk about his mom a lot. Red flag.
Is that a red flag?
Red flag. So you're never going to be able to compete with Deirdre, are you?
I don't know. I mean, what was Deirdre like?
Well, she said she looked friendly, but she hasn't met her yet, has she?
No, and she's not going to meet her now.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
And don't forget to hit that follow button to stay up to date on our latest releases. feast on more on our socials at KMFM Official. We're on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok with all the behind-the-scenes bloopers.
And we're on your radio every weekday morning from 6 till 10.
Listen via the KMFM app, which is free from your app store, or get friendly with your smart speaker. Alexa, play KMFM.